Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocking and rolling into the 9 o'clock hour. We're live on Radio Row here in Nolens. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, all with you as we grind through this week. I can't believe it's only Tuesday. It feels like Friday, but again, we're now joined by another guest, and our guest appearances are always sponsored here by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy, drink responsibly. Gerald McCoy, join us as All-Pro, former All-Pro defensive tackle. Gerald is co-host of McCoy and Van Noy on Yahoo Sports, which is recording from the Toyota Land Cruiser set on Radio Road this week. Welcome to New Orleans, my man.
I appreciate it, man.
Can we have some conversation real quick? So yeah, I saw something really weird in the media room. Mm-hmm. Guy was eating yogurt with Cheetos.
Ew.
Do your own thing. But also What's weird is when coaches come into press conferences and do stuff like, Duval, what's that do to you?
I already have my personal thoughts about how he left Tampa.
Yep.
I'm a Tampa lifer. And I hold and protect Tampa dearly in my heart. So I already have my personal thoughts about that, which I will hold, and they will come out when necessary. But as a player who's played for multiple new head coaches, if I see that as a player, I'm already like, we're doomed. I don't like tryhards. Mm-hmm. And when you come into when they asked us, on NFL Network or on McCoy Van Noy, what do you look for in a new head coach? You need a coach who can take a group of men and get them to come together for one common cause, and that's to win a championship. You have to be able to captivate a room and get us to buy into what you're saying. If you come in and your first press conference is fake, as a player, I'm already saying, man, this dude, we don't know what we're going to get from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like tryhards. Be who you are. 6'5", black dude who played in the NFL, and I was a defensive lineman. Instantly people think, oh, he's got to be rough. He's got to be tough. Man, I'm a nerd. I got a Joker shirt. My phone case is a Joker. I got a Batman chain on. That's why I got to wear glasses. That's who I am. And I'm unapologetically me.
Right.
When you do something like that, I'm telling you right now, that locker room is like, man, this dude here. Because we don't know what we're going to get. Just be you. So we just want to win. We don't care.
So when you saw the Dan Campbell press conference, he's talking about eating kneecaps. That's a buy-in, right? That's not –
Because that's him.
That's who he was.
That's who he is. That's who he was. If you go look at all Liam Cohen's body language as the offensive coordinator for the Bucs, right, he gave off this, serious kind of demeanor, okay? Mm-hmm. When you come in as the head coach, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't turn into a cartoon character. You know what I'm saying? When we seen Dan Campbell prior to, what we seen in his press conference is what we seen before.
Yeah.
You see this, Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, all these guys, you see it on the sideline. When you see him and then you see his press conference, it's like, which one are you?
So Dan Campbell's the Heath Ledger Joker and Liam Cohen is the Jared Leto Joker.
Man, Liam Cohen is
– he thinks he's Willy Wonka.
He's Harvey Two-Face. You don't know. You don't know what side you're going to get. He flip a coin, you might get something completely different.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm with you. Look, I think 50% of the coaches at minimum suck in the NFL. And these guys, like, roll their eyes at me all the time because I can just see they're going to walk in and it ain't going to be successful. It just isn't for most of these guys.
A lot of people are coach and title only.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't know how to coach. They don't know how to lead. They don't know how to be – like, Nick Sirianni gets a lot of grief, but I think, like, he's the CEO of that team. He lets his coaches coach.
You know what a coach is? A coach is the definition is it takes important people from where they are to where they want to be. And a coach is supposed to put you in the best spot to be successful. Vic Fangio, Zach Bond, first team All-Pro defensive player of the year finalist, mm-hmm. and he was just a guy. Like, he was just we didn't know who he was, special teams guy. He put him in the position to maximize who he was, and look what you got. That's what a coach is.
Mm-hmm.
My guy, Kyle Van Noy, mm-hmm. he got drafted to Detroit, however you want to say it, and he was just a linebacker. They put him in a traditional linebacker. That's not what he does. So why put him there?
Right.
Move him to outside linebacker and let him rush the passer 2 Super Bowls later. Now he's a Pro Bowler. Had the 2 best years of his career in Baltimore. When you take a guy and you put them in the best position for them to be successful for the greater good, that's what coaches are. Coaches don't take guys and just say, do what I want you to do. I'm going to put you here because that's where I need you. That doesn't work, and that's when you see people fail.
Yeah, and I think that's a good lesson for Andy Reid as well, too, because I remember him years ago when they switched to all the spread offenses mm-hmm. in college, and he goes, look, I'm just going to roll with this because these guys have 4 years of not being under center.
Yeah.
Why am I going to bring them into the NFL? It's like, okay, now you got to do this again. I'm going to adapt to them.
Yeah.
And then he adapted that, you know, Alex Smith. Then he adapted to Patrick Mahomes. Like, right. Andy Reid has done more adapting and changing as a head coach who shouldn't have to, then probably a lot of these young guys who are going to fail in 3 years.
Yeah, and people fear 15. I fear 15.
Yeah.
You should fear 15. The reason you should fear 15 is because the maximum of his physicality, of his physical gifts we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen what he can be physically with the numbers he's put up and all that. Here's why 15 is so scary. It's because now his mental has grown. And he's playing dominoes now. A lot of people say, well, what's playing dominoes? Dominoes, you score by 5s. So now he's dominoing you down the field. The Tom Brady mode. As Tom Brady got older, he realized, I don't have to bombs over Baghdad all the time. I can nickel and dime you, control this clock, and win with necessary spots. Run the ball here. Go no huddle here. Just drop it here. I only need 3. Oh, throw that away. This and this. 15 is manipulating the defense now. He's the best operator for the greatest manipulator I believe we've ever seen in Andy Reid. And that's why this team is such a headache. Because if you go to last year in the Super Bowl, that final drive, what Andy Reid was drawing up was just like, God dang, man, this dude. In the AFC Championship recently, Pat, he was just making simple throws. But the play call, the design, send everybody one way, make it look like a run, have Pat pull it out, drop it off. Why is Patrick Mahomes doing his own read for a touchdown? Andy Reid. And this is what Andy Reid does, and this is why this team is so scary, because you gave that guy 2 weeks to game plan for you. Not only that, you're going to give him a whole game to adapt, to be ready to manipulate your defense in the fourth quarter.
So I want to bring this up. You're a defensive lineman. There's, you know, a little bit of injury to the Eagles' offensive front.
Yeah.
And they got to go against Charles Omenihu, who I think is the unsung hero of that defensive line.
Yeah.
Big dude, really powerful. And he's got Chris Jones next to him.
Uh-huh.
You're a defensive lineman. Sharks smell blood in the water. Is there a little bit of that if you're the Kansas City Chiefs in that defensive front?
Yeah, for sure. But more so, you know what Kansas City's defensive front is here? And I played for Joe Cullen.
Mm-hmm.
I played for Joe Cullen in Tampa. Me and Joe Cullen talk all the time. I think I talked to Coach 2 days ago. I'm going to go see him before the week is up. I'm going to tell you what's being said in that D-line room. They believe we can't stop the running back. They believe that one person – can beat our whole defense. They're going to take it personal. They know how great that offensive line is. But you know what Joe Cullen calls offensive linemen? Gray matter. Nameless, faceless souls. He doesn't care what the name is. It's about us. Right. That's Joe Cullen's message. It's about us. And as great as Chris Jones has been, he's a Swiss Army knife. You never know where he's going to be. He might be over the center. He might be over either guard. He's listed as a defensive tackle. He will make the Hall of Fame as a defensive tackle. But most of his most impactful plays in the playoffs, he's been a defensive end. That's hell to deal with. But not only that, I can argue from watching tape and knowing football, this past AFC Championship game is the best game Chris Jones has ever played because of how demoralizing he was to that offensive line, taking grown men every play at every position, putting them 3 and 4 yards in the backfield. You got a guy who's doing that, and George on the edge. I mean, the way he plays the game is like, it's like he's got multiple batteries. You know, he just changes his battery out every quarter, man, because he never slows down. And that's how Joe Cullen coaches the game. So I know what's being said in that defensive line. Right,
yeah, and I can tell you I totally agree with everything that you're saying right now, because when the narrative, and we started Super Bowl week, I go, look, everybody's going to be talking about Saquon Barkley running all over the Chiefs defense this week. And you know what's going to happen? He's not. He's not, because we've got proof. We got Steve Spagnuolo, who shut down Tom Brady when they were 17-0. We got Steve Spagnuolo, who shut down Derrick Henry in the AFC Championship game. We got Steve Spagnuolo, who shut down Christian McCaffrey and the other tight end out there, Kittle, and all these guys in San Francisco last year. And when they feel like they're being attacked, they respond in a big way.
Yeah, for sure. And my reasoning for picking Kansas City to win this game is, if I gave you a list of stats, right? Four different lists with no name on them, and said, pick the Kansas City Chiefs. You're probably going to pick the one with the best numbers. You're not going to pick the one with the average numbers or the blended in numbers. Because the names and the resumes don't reflect how good this team is, but the record does. Mm-hmm. They know how to win games. They have figured the great teams find a way to win the game. And I trust Andy Reid and Spags vastly more than I trust Kellen Moore and Nick Sirianni. And it's because these guys have been here. They've seen everything. And they know how to put their guys in positions to just win games, man. And Spags, he be drawing it up, man. Spags draws it up, man. I hate how underrated and how underappreciated Spags is, man. I love Spags. Spags was the coach when I came out from college. So, yeah, man, I love Spags.
Who's the greatest coach you ever played for?
Greatest coach?
Yeah.
Joe Cullen.
It is Joe Cullen. Wow, okay.
Yeah,
that's Cullen. Awesome to hear.
Because Joe Cullen, defensive line coaches, when they coach a certain way. And they say, hey, today we're going to work on this move. Mm-hmm. This is the move we're going to work on. Everybody can't do that move. Joe Cullen, the first day he set us down at defensive line, he had every player undrafted, free agent, Pro Bowl, whatever, broken down person for person, and he said, this is what you do best. This is all you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. And then he brought the next person up. This is what you do. You don't do what Gerald does. That's what he does. You do this. And he developed guys, and he develops them. That's why you see people come in. George is not your traditional one-on-one. You put him on the edge versus anybody, he's going to go kill you in pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
But what Joe has turned him into is he's developed one thing, and he does that one thing over and over and over. He plays with great effort. That's what Joe Cullen does. And he's done that with anybody I've ever been around. And that's why, to me, he's the best coach I've ever played.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm so effing tired of this referee crap, the games are fixed, and all this stuff. And every time somebody says that, I go, do you realize how much you're not crediting this coaching staff with how good they are?
It's disrespectful, man.
It is disrespectful.
It's disrespectful, and we've gotten greatness fatigue, and I hate that.
So real quick before we get you out of here, Gerald McCoy, you can find him, McCoy and Vannoy, on Yahoo Sports, YouTube, and all major podcast platforms. Going by the theme of Batman, Patrick Mahomes is Bruce Wayne during the regular season, then Batman in the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah, nah, Patrick Mahomes is whatever he want to be.
Hey, man, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. We appreciate
Cheers, you. Bro. He joins us. All our guests are brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kansas City is gearing up for their third straight title, and Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to rep your team during their historic run. Tune in to McCoy and Van Noy with Gerald McCoy and Kyle Van Noy and Yahoo Sports. The show brings fans inside the locker room and breaks down the game through a player's point of view. We'll keep going along on this Radio Row. Josh Briscoe will join us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.